you have to try this.
Okay, just a bite.
Hey everyone, welcome to Social Takeout.
Small bites of social discussion.
Okay, are you okay today?
I wanted to burp.
Oh, Merritt. We're going to leave that in. Before we get started, we just wanted to ask you to go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/HelloSocialTakeout. We have some excerpts from a few of our Patreon episodes available for free, so you can see if you want to join at the $5 level.
And if you would help us out by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate it so much. It really helps other people find our podcast as well. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Hello Social Takeout. And there are links in every episode description to our social media. Sarai, What are we talking about today?
Okay, well, today we're talking about weight and body image. Problems with weight and body image is something that is thought to primarily affect women. However, there's this idea that a growing number of men are also dealing with this issue. Mm-hmm. It is something I personally have had a problem with my whole life. And we'll get into some of my trauma around this later. So, like, all the trigger warnings. But, like, really, it's been a really long journey for me to, like, change my thinking and the way I view myself to really be comfortable in my body.
Awesome.
So, let's start really simple. What is body image?
All right. So we did a little bit of research on this.
Obviously. All of it's in our episode description.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So body image is made up of a person's beliefs, thoughts, perceptions, feelings, and actions about their body and appearance. Body image is important because the way we see ourselves influences every aspect of our lives, our mental health, our physical health, how we take care of ourselves, how we interact with and relate to other people. This is from an article on a site called Mirror Mirror, which deals exclusively with eating disorders. Now, the article goes on to say, a person with a healthy body image has an objective, undistorted view of their body and appearance. They do not spend a large amount of time checking their body or perceived flaws or comparing themselves to others. Having a healthy body image may mean that a person is able to engage in their social, work, sexual, or private lives without body image concerns getting in the way. Or it may mean accepting some dissatisfaction with one's body image or appearance and engaging in life's day-to-day activities anyway, despite this concern.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeremy, where do you fall on the scale of body acceptance?
For me, it's like a mix of everything because I am a skinny dude. Mm-hmm. Well, skinny fat maybe. I don't know.
what is skinny fat?
Because I am sort of not skinny to a point where it's like ribs sort of idea.
Isn't it though?
What?
What? Okay, go ahead.
More like, it's like, I would say my body's like healthy.
Okay.
But it's not toned to a point where like abs and all this kind of stuff.
But are you using healthy as synonymous with thin?
No, healthy in sense that I have no problems at all. Like I don't have problems with stamina, I don't have problems with my heart, I don't have problems with doing things, sort of like that
sugar.
Sort of, my diabetes, cholesterol, all this kind of stuff. My diabetes. My
God. You don't have diabetes.
Exactly. All of that stuff. So that way I'm actually healthy. And I'm also not undernourished at all.
Okay.
So that way. But it's sort of makes acceptance level, just because society puts so much pressure on men's body as well.
Yeah.
By the way, not just women's bodies.
Yeah.
I have certain standards because I'm constantly bombarded with it on social media, on media in general, or work, wherever it is. Also, we work in the music industry, so we're constantly bombarded with these images of what you're supposed to look like, what you're supposed to be able to do, all this
stuff.
I
just have to laugh because I will never look like that. So I found this little test on livehappy.com, and we actually went through it on our Instagram. So if you want to check out the whole test, you can have a look at that. But we did want to look at a couple of the questions. So really, some of the questions I hadn't considered would really like the subject of questions had anything to do with your with liking your body.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of them were like really, I think, apt. So question one was, you've walked out of the shower and realized that you didn't grab a towel in advance. Your partner is in the next room. Do you A, quickly figure out a way to dry yourself without asking him for a towel because you don't want him to see you fully naked? B, hide behind the shower curtain or do your best to cover up your less attractive areas and ask him to please bring you a towel? Or C, call out to him to please bring you a towel and wait patiently in all of your naked glory for him to come into the room.
God.
Uh-huh. And like, let's just, before you answer, let's just really look at the language of this test. Like, it is very clear that they're assuming women are taking it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely made for women, but this definitely does apply to men as well.
Yeah.
At least men like me.
No, totally. Yeah.
What is your answer?
My answer is C.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm naked.
Okay.
Have a look. Bring me my towel.
Everything's hanging out.
You know?
Airing out.
What's your answer?
B. 100% B. I've never... I don't even know if it's a body... Maybe it's a body image thing, but I'm just not comfortable with being naked.
Okay.
Maybe that's a body image thing. I don't know.
Do you think that's, like, a cultural thing, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Because in Germany, I feel more people are just... Like, my boyfriend will just walk around naked.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's completely okay with that. Like, we could be having sex.
Uh-huh.
And after sex, you've clearly touched and done things to everyone's body.
Yeah.
But right after that,
uh-huh,
walking out of bed,
yeah,
I have to cover up. Or
really?
Immediately go under the sheets. And
uh-huh,
he is so confused by it. He's like,
yeah,
why are you covering up?
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's very strange. But I'm always like that.
That's
so
funny.
Definitely the shower thing.
So like, I'm super comfortable walking around naked. Marcus is really comfortable walking around naked.
Yes, I saw him today.
But like, but so that's the thing. I'm comfortable walking around naked with him or by myself. But he's comfortable doing it around anyone.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, Marcus, my friends are coming. You have to put your pants on.
Side note. I came today to do the podcast at Sarai's place, and I just saw Marcus walking around in an underwear. I'm like, did I walk into something? No! I don't want to see this. But he was just like moving things around.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's packing up his bookshelves,
yeah,
in his underwear.
All right, so next question. We'll just do one more question in this,
mm-hmm,
quiz. It's, how often are you in a bad mood or depressed about your appearance? A, daily or most of the week. B, whenever appearance-related things are brought to your attention. Or C, rarely. You feel pretty good about your appearance overall.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mine is B. Like, Marcus's mother has made some comments a couple of times, and then, like, for the week after that, I'm like, I don't ever want to go back over there, you
yeah
know? But,
yeah,
like...
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like trauma in some way, shape,
yeah,
or form.
Yeah, it definitely brings up like some past trauma.
Yeah. For me, it's also B. For example, today,
mm-hmm,
my hair is way too long, and someone actually made a comment on that, you need to get a haircut.
I think your hair looks good.
Thank
it
you.
Looks cute.
There's another question on that. No, it's not too.
Yeah.
There's another question.
Yeah, just go look at the Instagram if you
yeah
want to do.
But I definitely,
yeah,
depending on what has happened that day, I would actually pick myself apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it would definitely affect my mood in
that's
some way,
terrible
shape, or form. And if someone's just looking at you, I'll be like, they're looking at my hair.
Mm.
That is.
Yeah, they're just staring at your hair.
I know.
Yeah.
How long
no
that is.
Okay, so like, if you want to take this test, the link is in the description. So I think that some of the questions very obviously have to do with your body image, but... some of them were things that I really only linked with, like, low self-esteem,
mm-hmm,
which, do you think that low self-esteem always has to do with your body image or weight?
So it also depends on what do you call body image, because
mm-hmm
is body image also a psychological thing? Because if someone tells you, you are dumb,
mm-hmm,
that's probably not body image. Body image has to be physical, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, because self-confidence can definitely be affected by someone just telling you you're stupid your
yeah
whole life.
Oh,
for
yeah
example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I guess some of the things are like... So I guess the point is that your body image is tied to your self-esteem.
Yeah.
But that your self-esteem can have things to do with... like your psyche and not necessarily
yeah
your body.
And body image is a huge part of it, I would
mm-hmm
say.
Yeah.
Yeah. because okay. It's literally a vessel that you're carrying around this world, mm-hmm. and that's what people first of all conceive when they first see you.
Yeah.
And there's so much of things bombarding your brain in many ways, saying that you are supposed to be this physically.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what affects one's body image, you think?
There's so much bombarding us about mm-hmm. what women should look like, about what men should look like, mm-hmm. you know, about how women need to be perceived, you know, like for me, what I always saw growing up was that black people didn't exist on television,
yeah.
you know, and that you couldn't be happy unless you were white and thin
mm-hmm.
And married.
Oh my God.
You know?
With kids.
Yeah, exactly. And so
my
it's
eyes.
Like, it's like these things are like constantly bombarding us and like obviously like, well, I'm saying like a lot today. Obviously, inclusion in media and like just television and movies has gotten a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as a kid, it was like only white people were happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting you said that. Especially we all know that women have it really hard
yeah.
when it comes to body image, this, with everything.
Or like portrayal in the media.
Portrayal,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of info I found online about women and weight and body image in general. But it was more difficult to find articles and information about men
mm-hmm.
and body image or even like self-esteem. I did find this one article though called "With Superheroes Comes the Pressure of Unrealistic Male Bodies."
That's
cool
interesting.
Title.
Yeah.
it was really interesting and talked hair and height in addition to weight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that is an actual thing within
yeah.
what men actually do worry about. So do you think this is new for men to be held to these unrealistic beauty standards from movies and TV the same way that women have been for a much longer time?
Well, I mean, I think it would be better for you to talk about that, but like,
yeah.
I think that for a really long time, the message to men was, you're perfect the way you are, and a really hot, beautiful woman is going to love you no matter what you look like.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's changing now.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
There's a bunch of facts actually based on that
mm-hmm.
as well. For example, male cosmetic procedures have increased 325% since 1997.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that itself says that men are actually being a lot more conscious about the way they look.
Yeah.
Even look at like products specifically for men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is actually going off the shelves a lot right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm just trying to get Marcus to do a face mask and get a pedicure so his feet can stop fucking scratching me.
Oh my God. So also the media tells men that we should be lean, strong, and muscular.
Yeah.
So if you look at Hollywood movies like the Chris Pratt, all these people,
mm-hmm.
that's sort of like shown as a superhero.
Yeah.
And the normally like the average body, which I actually find attractive,
uh-huh.
is you either go into like a indie movie as a hero,
yeah.
or they're like the side person of
yeah.
Chris Pratt.
No, really.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? We just watched this Sherlock Holmes movie and
mm-hmm.
the actor they had to play Sherlock Holmes was so hot. Like, I was like, oh, that's him. You know, but like, classically,
yeah.
Sherlock Holmes is this, he's not really bothered by his appearance. He's more focused on his brain and like being a good detective, you know,
yeah.
and that's what's important. It's that you don't need brawn, you need your brains,
yeah.
you know, but this Sherlock was like broad-shouldered and had just like a chiseled, like, jawline, and I was like, oh.
Do me.
Yeah, exactly. And Marcus is like, he's far too handsome.
But it's a thing, it's not even like the body type when it comes to like body image. Men, I think specifically, are sort of scrutinized when it comes to height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also hair loss and skincare as well right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually taking that seriously right now,
yeah.
skincare, which I think is a good thing.
It
skincare
is a good
in general,
thing. Like take care of your skin.
Exactly, but also to sort of judge someone based on it,
mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Yeah.
With the height thing, specifically.
Yeah.
I just want to point.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to bring that up because you constantly tell me I'm too short.
I don't ever say you're too short. I just say you're short, which is a fact. Uh-huh. It would be like if you were like,
I'm short
fat.
In Germany.
No, you're
it's the land of the giants.
Okay, sure. Fine. It's true. There are a lot of women that I see like daily who are taller than I am, which is not typical in the U.S.
You're tall. But the thing is also, with me, that I don't care at all. But
so,
also,
wait, have you dated anyone who's shorter than you?
Dated?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go well.
Was it because of your feelings about it or his feelings about it?
No, not height at all. It didn't have anything to do with height at all, because I would have dated him. He was really cute and short. He was like 5'1", I think.
Oh, gosh.
This little Colombian guy. He was like, hello. Very hyper. Oh, my God. But he was also older than me, which was kind of like interesting. But he was really cute. It did not work just because of the fact that he hardly spoke English and I did not speak Spanish.
You were like, I don't care.
Yeah, we were just arguing and both of us did not understand each other. In a way,
funny.
It was probably nice.
Yeah.
But with the height thing, I just wanted to point out, tall men are actually associated with higher levels of charisma, education, or leadership qualities, increased career success, and even a more robust dating life. I have no fucking issue with dating.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing it out there. And I'm not 6 foot tall. So it is... It's like an association that people have sometimes with themselves, because you'll always find someone who's attracted to you.
Yes, this is true. But I know that for myself, like, if I see a tall man just like out in public, I'm just like, is he attractive? No? Okay. Yes? Oh, I'm going to stare at him. No, but like, I dated one guy who was shorter than me, and then I tried to date another guy who was shorter than me, and like...
It was constant motorboating.
Shut up.
While standing.
Boo pipe. No, thank you, Jeremy. No, so like, the first guy, first of all, he was like, I'm 5'10". Like, we met online, and he was like, I'm 5'10", I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
I'm Sarai, I am 5'10". I show up and then look down at him and I'm not 5'10". It's fine, you know, like he was an interesting person, I liked him. But like his first thing was like, you're so tall.
Is it like an intimidating thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the second guy, I'm not going to give any sort of like factors that you could drag him down with, but like... he was really intimidated by it, and like, you can't wear high heels, and
really?
Like, yeah, if we're in public, like, don't hold my hand, like, sort of thing.
What?
Like, because he felt that we looked funny, you know?
Like a mom and kid.
Yeah. No, I mean,
don't
I've
hold
never...
my hand when you cross the road. That's small.
Very funny. No,
but...
but, like, for me, the biggest issue was that his feet were so much smaller than mine.
Oh.
So I was like, don't put your shoes next to mine.
Do you have a foot fetish?
I do not have a foot fetish, but I have big feet.
Oh, so you don't want the shoes to be next to yours?
Yes. I was like, get your shoes away from mine.
But you have a thing, though. Like, you don't like to be too tall, I think.
I don't want to be taller.
Because, like, when we perform together in the group, mm-hmm. I'm the shortest. You're like, put Jeremy on the other corner. Yeah. You should stand next to me.
I think a lot of the issue that I have is, like, what people have said to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel perfectly comfortable standing next to you and walking next to you. And if you want to hold hands, we could hold hands crossing the street.
No,
you
thank
know?
You.
Fine. but I have had other people, like, when I'm performing, like, oh my God, I sang in this really big gala with orchestra, and it was so nice, and then we went to a dinner with our donors after that, who had donated to the organization, and this man comes up to me, and he's like, you're so young and beautiful looking, not like on stage at all, you know, like you look like a giant fat monster on
what
stage.
What the heck were you wearing on stage?
I was wearing a gown. I was wearing a Tadashi gown.
And you go home and wear the
dress.
And
gorgeous, you know.
What the fuck?
But it was just like, all he saw was like this big, fat, singing blah, you know?
What gives you the permission to come and tell that to someone that you looked like that on stage?
Yeah, so like my thing is always like, I don't want people to say anything to me, so let's just put Jeremy on the other side of the stage.
That normal high person was next to you.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Also, I want to bring up another point when it comes to especially men and body image. Dick size. So that is something, I thought it was always like a gay thing, because in the gay dating world, they always, not always, but very often they ask you your dick size. But then I was talking to my friends, straight friends, and it was a thing with them too. A lot of my straight male friends have said in high school they have measured sizes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, this is so gay.
That's funny.
But they're totally straight. They actually sit together in the locker room and measure it. And they're like, I'm bigger than you, and the smaller one actually gets a shit.
Yeah.
So that is another thing actually when it comes to body image.
Have you heard this phrase like little dick energy?
What?
Like if there's a guy who's being aggressive or just like irritating or stupid, it's like he's got little dick energy.
Like if they have a big car, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
On top of all of this body image, the ideal body or ideal beauty is also cultural.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there's this article, link is in the description. It's called Why Black Women Are Fat. I really had an issue with this article because...
Okay. I heard.
I just think... Okay, first of all, it's an opinion piece, which is fine. Like, the woman is an author. I'll just...
Was it a white or black author?
It's a black woman. Okay. Yeah, if it were a white woman, like, I would have just burned down the But so it really, to me, like represented this outdated way of thinking about ourselves as black people. Like, we're fat because we want to be fat. And like, you know, Ode to My Hips is like really praising having wide hips. And so it just seemed like this really outdated way of thinking. It's like maybe that poem about this woman's wide hips are like a form of her accepting what she has, not saying like... this is the only thing I want and the only thing that's beautiful. You know, I think like black people are not a monolith. Okay. There are so many different types of body types within the black community. I mean, just open your fucking eyes.
Yeah.
You know, so I just took issue with this. And it was just like, you know.
Was she talking specifically about black people in one community or just black people
just
in general?
Oh,
that's stupid.
And
but,
so like,
sorry.
So my thing is like, just like you're thin and you don't do anything to be thin. Some people are just fat. Some people's bodies are just fat.
Yeah.
They're just bigger than other bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, there's this other article called Everything You Know About Obesity is Wrong.
Yeah.
And it just, this is the point it's making. Some people have more fat. Like, I think maybe there are things it was talking about in like early childhood development that you can do, but like it's not only cultural, it's has to do with socioeconomics, it has to do with where you live.
Genetics. Yeah.
It has to do with, do you live in a food desert between these ages, you know, as a child, you know, where you can't get healthy, nutritious food, you know? Like, your body is so important to you, you know, like I personally have had so many health problems that I'm just like really thankful for my body and that I have one and that I'm alive. But like it does what it does, you know, and there are determining factors in like our early childhood.
Yeah.
But aside from that, like it's also primarily genetics.
Yeah. Definitely.
Just talking a little bit about my experience, like I said, I'm so thankful for my body and like to be alive, and I personally view exercise, which I know you hate, as like a gift, and it really is.
No, I do think that too, but I just don't like gyms.
Sure. Yeah. But I really view it as like, wow, my body can do this, you know. I spent around 2 years of my life in a wheelchair as a kid, like maybe
Why was that?
6th and 7th grade. I had, what were they, like compression and stress fractures in the lower vertebrae in my back.
Okay.
And so I was actually bedridden for a really long time and had a full body brace.
God.
And then I had a brace that went from like my clavicle to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be in a wheelchair during that whole time while I was healing.
Mm.
And then I had to be in a wheelchair in high school for a year because I like almost ripped my ankle off of my leg. Like, I broke it so terribly and I had to have surgery. And so just like I have, you know, have these like physical limitations before. So I'm like, I have a body and it's generally working.
It's working. You know? I can sing.
Yeah.
I can do a podcast.
Exactly. I can go to the gym. I can sing. I can walk around.
I can have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Most important thing. Just to bring it back to the topic of body image and culture.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents are from India and I've been to India quite often. It's around me a lot. Just all over.
Yes.
But just look at me. But it is a big thing there too. And I think when we talk about body images, a lot of it has come from the media. So one of the biggest exports of India is Bollywood, which is not just watched by Indians, it's watched by everyone pretty much. Yeah. Everyone has seen at least one or two Bollywood movies that at least I know.
Scenes are like something on
something,
YouTube.
Yeah. But what they're actually showing to the world is a very sort of Caucasianized version of a body.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of the dancers and stuff, because all Bollywood movies are musicals, so the dancers in the background are actually white. They actually hire Ukrainian, Russian dancers to dance in Bollywood songs. And a lot of the actresses, the lead characters, are mixed race.
Okay.
So some are half white, half Indian, or half Persian Indian.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've all seen that the portrayal that India puts forward to the rest of the world is very fair.
Yeah, very fair, even skin color wise.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a body type when it comes to Indian bodies in general. There's a whole bunch of different types of Indian bodies.
Sure.
But I also, I don't know how true this is and how much of scientific research has been gone into this, because there are cultures that are just a lot more curvier. Most people that I know, at least, where I'm from the South, they are curvier, both men and women. So, but what they show on TV, it's something that is completely unattainable.
Sure.
Their body type is just not that.
Have you seen this Indian matchmaker on YouTube?
No.
Or not YouTube, on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah, it's, I don't remember the name, I'll look it up, but she's a matchmaker, and they follow her around, sort of documentary, episodic style.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the families, I want her to be fair.
Oh my God,
and
yes.
Beautiful, and smart, and gets along with everybody, you know, like... Yeah.
My parents, my family, exactly. So there was actually a situation within my family where this guy is arranged marriages. You know what arranged marriage is? Where the family brings a girl. And the guy actually said, she's gorgeous, this girl. A doctor.
Yeah.
So clearly smart. Lives in Pennsylvania, actually.
Okay.
And this guy's a loser.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by loser? Like,
he
what does he do?
Has not finished school. He just hates everyone. Extremely negative. Very homophobic towards me.
Ooh.
I just do not like him. A cousin of mine. But he saw this girl and he declined it because she was not fair.
Like
skin.
She's not light skin.
She was not light skin. She's like my skin tone.
Uh-huh. So brown.
So brown. Yeah. He is too. He's actually darker than me.
Okay.
But he wanted the girl to be like a white girl. So, and that is very common. There are also matrimonial sites where actually parents actually make profile for,
oh my God,
for kids.
Jesus Christ.
I know, looking for educated girl, fair skin. This is very common to say.
Wow.
And they actually put that on. They even put it in the newspapers.
Oh, wow.
For like looking for someone. So that is how much body image is actually affected in Indian community. So if you're born darker skinned, in general, you're like not...
Huh.
Like,
well,
light.
I mean, there it's colorism, and the
yeah.
the black community, as a like just speaking in general terms, also has an issue with this. Like, I can't speak for everyone, but for myself, I know in like my freshman year of college, there's this boy that I really liked. I'm not going to say his name, but he just had like really dark skin and it was beautiful. And I just thought he just looked so handsome. Most of my family is light skinned, you know, yeah. or they look like something other than black. Like there are a couple of us who just look black, you know.
Yeah.
But then, so I was always considered dark skinned in my family, mm-hmm. Which I'm not. I'm like just brown, yeah. you know. But this boy was actually really dark skinned, and mm-hmm. I just thought he was so handsome. Mm-hmm. And so my mom comes for like parents' weekend to the school and like meets him, and I was like, oh, so what do you think of, you know, this boy? And then I think it's so cute. And she's like, that dark skinned boy?
Oh, God.
You know, like, yeah. he's too dark, you know? And just generally, like, about body image and weight specifically, and my family, you know, knowing my history of having to be in a wheelchair as a child, not for the majority of my childhood, but for
quite some time,
years, yeah, mm-hmm, for some years. Just getting some perspective now as an adult, why would you, you know, bully or make fun of someone who has had to be in a wheelchair and who has had problems and health problems with their body, you know, mm-hmm. which was my case. My mother and my grandmother and my aunt and great aunt yeah. and my sister, to a certain extent, really bullied me about yeah. being fat, you know, and it's like, you know that I was in a wheelchair. Okay, yeah. first of all, I have other health problems, you know.
Yeah, and the funniest thing is that people only think about bullying in school or mm-hmm. like strangers. Most of the bullying is actually within the family
yeah.
members or mm-hmm. people that you... And that's the worst kind of bullying, the people that you actually have to be trusting and
yeah.
who you come for solace, but mm-hmm. they are the ones who are bullying.
Yeah.
In my case, there was actually a situation. This is skin color. I think I've said this at some other episode at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just... talked about it,
mm-hmm.
Where I actually came back home and my not uncle, it was like a distant family member, was at my place. I was like, I'm gonna go have a shower.
Mm-hmm.
He said like showering won't change your skin color,
mm-hmm.
like you need to scrub harder or something around those lines.
Yeah.
He said that still to this day. It's weird. Every time I go in the shower, I'm thinking of that stupid line that he said.
How annoying.
Yeah. So, and he was like a fair-skinned man.
Yeah.
To say that to a darker-skinned kid.
Right.
I was, what, 11
right.
or so? To say that was
yeah.
just annoying. And that is the kind of bullying that happens within families
mm-hmm.
that sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm not going to air, you know, my childhood trauma, but like, sincerely regarding like my weight, it was emotional abuse from a lot of members of my family,
mm-hmm.
and like my mother and I had a conversation about it recently where she like really saw that it was abuse and apologized for it, which was
that's good.
Yeah, that was really I think healing for our relationship because
yeah.
we haven't always had a good relationship.
Yeah.
But, you know, just not going too deep into to that, like, it was really hard. You know, my grandmother called me names.
Yeah.
And made me cry basically every day as a
That's
child.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And, like, because these are people that you're supposed to be able to trust,
mm-hmm.
you know, that really affected me.
Yeah, that's the worst kind.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It's yeah, it's just sort of you're supposed to trust them, but who else can you trust at
yeah.
that point?
And so, like with that, I used to have really bad self-esteem, which we've talked about before. But like, there was just a point when like it was like either my thinking had to change, otherwise I was going to self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
So I just realized, like, I've never had a problem with my weight or my body, like,
yeah.
about how I feel. You know, other people have had a problem with the way I look or with my size
yeah.
or with my color. And they have told me about it, and that has made me feel bad, you
yeah.
know? So
that's a good way of thinking about it, too, I have
yeah.
to say, because it's like, I don't have a problem with it, you have a problem
yeah.
with it, so... Yeah, because normally when people, bad body image comes from when you internalize what other people tell you.
Yeah.
That you are not worthy enough.
Right.
But the moment you feel worthy enough, it's kind of like, okay, you have a problem.
And so, like, just realizing that, I was like, okay, well, you know, what I can do is stop interacting with people who make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, to this day, like, if you bully me or make me feel bad about my weight or size, like, I'm not going to work with you again if I have the option, you know?
Yeah.
I will cut you off. And, like, I sort of said earlier, Marcus's mom has a couple of times said things about my weight, and she hasn't seen me for months, you know, after that. And Marcus is always like, well, she's my mom, and you have to have a relationship with her. And I'm like, no, I don't. I didn't talk to my mother for over a year because of some things she said. And
yeah.
I was just really clear, like, if you cannot find something other than my weight to talk about.
Exactly, yeah. There's so many other things to talk about.
Exactly.
Like, you're an interesting person. You do opera, for example. Talk about that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
On the same topic, body image, I think the westernized version of it is basically that the slimmer you are, the better it is.
Yeah.
There are some cultures, however, the bigger you are, the better it is. Okay, this is not exactly a happy story, I have to warn.
Okay.
This is from an article on CNN. It's called Women Fight Mauritania's Fattening Tradition. So it says, young Mauritanian girls are traditionally force-fed and fattened for the sake of beauty and marriage.
Oh, God.
Heavier girls and women are viewed as beautiful, wealthy, and socially accepted, while their slimmer counterparts are considered inferior and bring shame on their families in Mauritanian society.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to Kerala, where my parents are from.
Uh-huh.
It's like a smaller village mentality.
Yeah.
Where the bigger you are, the better. Not bigger. It's like big, but to a point big sort of idea. Over that, you are. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just have to be round.
Yeah.
Round is considered both for men and women. If you don't have a pot belly, you are starving.
Oh, okay.
So when I ever visit that place, they're like pulling my cheeks, they're pulling my sides. I'm like, where is it? Where is this food? You're coming from a rich country like Canada or Dubai, wherever I was coming from. They're like, why aren't you fat? Are you starving? They just don't understand it.
Oh, please send me there immediately.
There'll be a lineup of men and women for you outside.
Hilarious. That's so funny. But like, here in Berlin, like, I've had just a couple of incidences that really were because I was fat. Like, sometimes here it's because I'm black. Like, but there was just this one incident on the bus. Like, I was sitting in a two-person seat. You know, I was sitting towards the window, and there was a little bit of space for someone maybe your size could sit. You know, a small person. And so I'm reading, I'm minding my own business. This man, who's as big as I am, comes and tries to sit next to me. And so I'm like, okay, well, we're wedged in here. You know, this is before Corona.
Yeah.
Then he starts, like, digging his elbow into my side.
What,
like,
the fuck?
Like, I'm taking up too much space. I'm like, bitch, I was here first of all. Second of all, you're as big as I am. So, like, you're the one who tried to fit your fat ass in that little space. maybe stop it. And so finally, I was like, could you stop it, please? Like, I just, like, raised my voice. And he was like, he was just, like, gesturing and, like, making these sounds. Like, you're so fat. And I was like, I did it right back to him. I was like, you're so fat. Like, what? Could you leave me alone,
this
please?
Is what I want to see. Like, the both of you, like,
and then I was like,
it's all
sad.
Like,
why is it so bad? Like, just the audacity of this man to come and wedge himself next to me. Like,
and there was
and
a lot of space
get mad
in the bus?
At me. I mean, it was a full bus, you know, but that space was not big enough for him.
Yeah.
You know, but somehow it was my fault that I was taking up too much space.
I think there's also a female thing attached to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, men are allowed to be bigger, women are not allowed to be bigger, sort of idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's also, like, the point that I made earlier. Like, men my size can go into any store that sells men's clothes and find clothes their size.
Yeah.
You know, I go into men's stores and find clothes my size.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So this is a men's shirt that I'm wearing right
now. Looks nice.
Yeah,
actually.
I like it.
How gay is this store?
Marcus has one just like it. I was like,
my God. It's like rainbows.
They're paint swatches.
Okay.
Yeah. And Rex has the white one. Right. Anyway, but so, like, I can't walk into any women's store and find clothes my size.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because women are expected to be smaller.
Is it also like a Europe versus America thing? Because I think you can find bigger size clothes in America versus here.
No. Okay. Even in the U.S., like, it's like I have to know which stores carry my size. You know, okay. In the U.S., Nordstrom has my size. I think Walmart has my size, but I would never shop there. Sorry. Yeah. It's not even like a, oh, it's so cheap. It's a, they don't pay their workers a livable wage thing. You know, Lane Bryant, Torrid, I just know which stores I can go to for women's clothes. For men's clothes, I can go anywhere, you know.
Interesting.
Which is really troubling. But it's, the media gives women this idea, and it's not direct, it's like an implicit, it's an implied idea.
Yeah.
That the smaller you are as a woman, the more you're worth. You know, the less space you take up, the more beautiful you are.
The more weaker and submissive you look, the better.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
You can't take up as much space as a man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? The show that Mel Voce was on, they didn't know what to do with me. They just had no idea.
The show?
Oh, the TV show. Yeah. Like, they just had no idea what to do with me. It was like, well, can we put her boobs out at least, you know?
To make you more sexy or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, yeah. I'm like, no.
All right, on that note, what should we talk about on a Patreon?
I don't know.
I was thinking, like, we can talk about the positive side of things, like what we can actually do to actually
improve our self-image,
what to do,
and
what steps we can take on it.
Totally. So with that, we're gonna switch over to our Patreon.
Yes, and don't forget to like, subscribe, review
everything on Apple Podcasts especially. And if you like this episode, share it with one of your friends.
Yes, please. And we're also on Patreon, Hello Social Takeout, for just €5 or dollars, is it?
Dollars,
yeah. My God.
Even cheaper.
Yeah, even cheaper. $5 a month, you can get an extra episode like the one we're just going to record.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye!